Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I will concede that Andrew Filippone, who usually sits in the chair across from me and sort of sets the table, so to speak, mainly so that I can mess it all up in service of, you know, saying whatever the hell I want, he loves to localize. Very good at localization. Localizing means if there's a big national story of relevance, generally speaking, on a local sports talk show, your listeners might not necessarily care about it, but they would care about something local that was related to it. And so it is in that spirit that we had, granted, a little bit of local interest in the NBA Finals. TJ McConnell trying to will the Pacers back in Game 7 to complete what would have been one of the biggest upsets in league history after Halliburton went down. We ultimately had the NBA Finals end in a Thunder victory in 7 games. That was how it was supposed to go. The fact that a Pittsburgh high school basketball product played a very central role and had like guys like Patrick Beverley saying that if the Pacers win, McConnell should be the MVP, that was icing on the cake, right? The localized version of that topic, I saw it happen on this show, Don. I think it happened last week. Or no, it would have happened yesterday, I guess. Because the NBA Finals Game 7 was Saturday. I think it happened on the morning show. As well on Monday. It might have even happened with Joe and Pomp yesterday. I'm not positive. What happened was that story got localized because everybody was following the playbook, and the local angle on the NBA champion being crowned was which Pittsburgh team is closest to a title? Which Pittsburgh team, Steelers, Pirates, Penguins, is closest to winning a title? It is not a bad question. I am not saying this to mock anybody for doing this. It's what you should do in this business. That part wasn't sarcastic at all. My only thought as I saw this stuff as I was wrapping up vacation and traveling back was this. What are we doing? We shouldn't eat championship. I feel like Jim Mora. Titles? What team's closest to a championship? We need to win a freaking playoff game. Titles? That was my actual reaction, seriously. I just thought, man, at no point in my job, in my tenure on the air here, has it ever felt like that question is more inappropriate. Let me just count the ways. And I just got done saying I think the Steelers are going to have a surprisingly solid year with Rodgers. I think that whole situation, this doesn't change my opinion on Rodgers and his interactions with them. I think that whole situation is going to go a lot better than people think it will, than I thought it would. When he first got inked or when the rumors started to fly that he was going to sign here. But thinking that Aaron Rodgers is going to do a pretty solid job is a far cry from thinking that the Pittsburgh Steelers are going to win a Super Bowl or are even closer than the other two teams in town. To wit, you haven't seen Aaron Rodgers play, but like, let's start with up through last year. Would you have rather had the Steelers in a close game be up 7 and trying to protect, or up 5 and trying to protect the lead last possession of the game on defense, or rather had them have the ball with a 5-point deficit trying to go down the field and score? If you answered, I'd rather have had their defense on the field, guess what? Bad news for you. They're not close to winning. Any team that's worth a crap basically wants to be trying to get that lead. The Eagles, who were, I think, leaps and bounds better top to bottom as a roster than anybody in the NFL this past year and won the whole thing, what happened when they played the Rams, Don? They were trying to protect a lead. That team had to hang on for dear life against a depleted Rams team in the freaking snow because the Rams had a quarterback who was cooking. Steelers don't have that. They have not won a playoff game since the 2016 season. The Penguins have not won a playoff series to move to hockey since 2018. We are dealing with nearly as long of a drought and several very humiliating playoff defeats in between for both teams. The Pirates have not won a playoff series since 1979. They have the best pitcher in the sport. They have like three or four other solid starters. They have good enough bullpen arms. They are how many games under 500 right now? 16? 17? Did I shortchange them? Are they only 15? No, they're 16. The Penguins have the 11th and 12th picks in the draft. You heard that in Donnie's headlines. The Rangers decided to give them this year's pick. They will pick back-to-back. They've got a second. They've got a bunch of thirds. If you watch the Stanley Cup final, you know how far away they are, even with Sidney Crosby, from being at the top of that heap. They have one of the best players in the league still, but they were 11 points out of the last playoff spot in the East. There are only seven teams in the entire NHL with fewer points than them.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
So the Steelers don't have a quarterback long-term. The Penguins need like a legitimate roster overhaul where they're adding a ton of young players. And the Pirates nominally should be the closest because for at least the next couple of years, they have that which every team craves, a true frontline bona fide ace. And they have it on a ridiculously team-friendly deal. And they have built a team that has won 32 of their first 80 games. With that guy as the centerpiece this year. Oh, and by the way, the pitcher that was supposed to come up and make the staff even better has like an 11 ERA in June in the minor leagues. Whoops. Whoops. So I ask again, has everybody gone insane? It almost feels cruel to even ask the question of which team is closest to a title. Can I answer? The problem with all the poll questions was nobody just put none of the above.
That's too easy of a cop-out, Malzie. I did this yesterday, and I was not putting none of the above for that reason. Because that should get 100% of the vote.
It does, I guess like my topical thought on this is, it does feel like when you see what it takes to win a title, right? Like the Panthers are a wagon in the NHL, man. They were impressive as hell. Would you agree? I don't know how much of it you watched. Like, I don't know if you made it a point to watch it. My father-in-law, yes. Brother-in-law, big hockey fans. Alex, one of her weird traditions as a sports fan is she loves to watch the whoever wins any year. She likes to just watch them skate around with the cup. She thinks that's very cool. I think a lot of people do. The Thunder had to get pushed to the brink, but they were an outrageously good team all year. And then we know what it takes to win a World Series. We know the Dodgers exist, the Yankees exist, the Tigers are ridiculous right now, etc. More like you know what the rest of the league is doing around the Pirates. It feels cruel to ask that, and it just almost feels more accurate to say, like, what is the earliest window of time where we even think one of these teams could get back close to one of those games? The Penguins feel multiple years away, do they not, from even being a playoff team again? They still feel like at least a season, maybe two, before this thing bottoms out, then starts to come back up, then becomes a playoff outfit. The Pirates should be closer than anybody because of Skeens, because of eventually Chandler, and yet I know you guys have talked about this during the last week plus. Who's the most tradable guys on their roster right now? Who's going to fetch the most value in return? That's not the talk of a team that's going to win. And the Steelers, man, I just got done doing an hour of positive talk, and I don't take back a word of it, but like all that does is puts them maybe with a much more accomplished career passer in the same place they've been for a while, in that like churning. The AFC is basically Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, and then those fish at Pima Tuning that you throw bread to, and they're just like foaming. Joe Burrow, too, if you want to put him there. I guess Lamar. So there's a Mount Rushmore, and then below them there's three teams, but they're all in that like sea of fish trying to fight for the couple specks of bread so that they can go against the big dogs. Steelers are still in there. They got a very shiny name running the show now at quarterback, but they're still in there. I just, the question felt, I guess, more insane than it ever has before.
The Steelers are the team, I guess, right now actually built to somehow catch lightning in a bottle. Like, their roster overall is the best of the three. they just have a 41-year-old quarterback, and they also don't have him beyond this season. If what he said today was true, they have to hit on the next guy that they select in the 26th draft, presumably in that first round, to get back into a real serious conversation. The Penguins, yeah, I think they are still a couple of years away from getting back to the playoffs, but they at least have the combination of great player, who is still great. I think Sidney Crosby is still classified
as top 5 to 7 player in the
league. Player.
At worst.
And even though we haven't seen Kyle Dubas in this setting like we saw with Rutherford and Shiro when the Penguins were winning cups 10 to 15 years ago, less than 10 years ago, but close to it, they could at least go for it and still circle things around Sidney Crosby. The Pirates, the most frustrating team, because they have the best young player of all the teams in this city by a wide margin.
Mm-hmm.
Behind Sidney Crosby, Paul Skeens is the best individual athlete in Pittsburgh. The front office gives you absolutely zero hope that they will build a true contender with him.
I'm going to tell you coming up next who I actually think is closest, okay? I saw Donnie do this yesterday. I saw the morning show. That's just solid radio 101, boys and girls. You're out there wanting to be the next Donnie Football, the next Malzie. Even you actually want to be the next Adam Crowley. Okay, I mean, like, you know, I might try to warn you off of that particular post, but whatever. That's what you should do. Who's the closest to winning a title? You just saw somebody win a title in the NBA. I think it's just as cruel of a question, as cruel of a time to ask the question as there's ever been in Pittsburgh. I think this is almost, it feels like the nadir right now for all three teams combined. I know we've said that a lot in the last couple of years, so maybe that says more than anything else.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.